أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us the beautiful dua that Musa alayhi salam had made when he arrived in Midian without a job, without provisions, without a spouse, without a place to stay, nothing, absolutely nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that he made this dua, he expressed his brokenness, his helplessness, and his utter dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In response to the dua that Musa alayhi salam made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how he had answered the dua in ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Qasas. فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of those two ladies, the two that he had assisted, one of them came to him walking upon modesty. So first thing we notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses fa. He says, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا. فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا. In Arabic, there are two words that are used to convey the meaning of then, T-H-E-N. You either use fa or you use thumma, one of the two. Allah did not say thumma ja'atuhu ihdahuma. Allah says faja'atuhu ihdahuma. What's the difference between thumma and fa? Even though they are both translated as then, fa shows immediately, immediate succession. Thumma shows delayed succession. That it happened, but it happened after a while. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying fa. Immediately after he made this dua, instantly his dua was answered. That was the level of desperation he had shown before Allah. But Allah says immediately, one of the two. He just made the dua, and as soon as he completed that beautiful dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of the two ladies approached and came towards him. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he explains and describes the walking of this woman, the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says she came walking towards him, and she came to him walking ala istihya. She was walking on top of modesty. Now, generally when you describe or you attribute a quality to somebody, you say with. You say he came with modesty or he came with humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that she came bi istihya, or with we use bi. Allah did not say she came bi istihya. What did Allah say? She came ala istihya. Meaning her level of modesty was such, it was as if the attribute and quality of modesty was carrying her, that she was seated upon it. That is the level of bashfulness, modesty and shyness with which she came to Musa alayhi salam. The father could not come because he was an extremely old person, as they had explained. So the manner in which she came to Musa alayhi salam is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to. She was not bold, she was not open, and she was not flaunting her beauty or showing herself as brave and bold in front of him, but she came there with utter humility, shyness, bashfulness. She came before Musa alayhi salam. Qalat, what did she say? Inna abi yad'uk. Immediately, she said to him that my father is calling you. My father is inviting you home. لِيَجَزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. To reward you for watering our animals. We went back home, and Shu'aib alayhi salam, he realized that the daughters came home earlier than usual. So he asked them regarding this, and they said, oh father, we met this person, he approached us, he assisted us, and the father was happy, and he knew that indeed, this is a stranger. He is not a person from Midian, because no one in Midian had ever assisted them and helped them watering the animals. So the father wanted to invite Musa alayhi salam home. لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. He wants to reward you for watering our animals. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so when Musa alayhi salam came to him, he came to Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he came to the father of this woman, he narrated the entire incident to him. Musa alayhi salam explained to him everything from beginning to end, what happened in Egypt, where he lived, where he grew up, what mistake led to him running away from Egypt, and how his life was a threat. قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ. He said to Musa alayhi salam, that is Shu'aib, the father of the girl, he said to Musa alayhi salam, لَا تَخَفْ. Don't fear, نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. You are safe and you are protected from the oppressive nation. قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا. One of the two daughters, she came up to her father with a suggestion. She said to her father, يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرْ. Oh, our father, this man has no place to go. He has no job. He has no source of income. Hire him. Employ him. Let him work for us. Now look at how Allah answered the dua. SubhanAllah. Allah gave him a place to stay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him with a source of income as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him with a job. So the father, she tells the father that hire this person and employ him. Why should you hire him? What qualities does he possess that qualify him to be an employee and to work for us? Inna khayra man ista'jart al-qawi al-amin. Oh my father, the best person that you can ever employ, the best person from whom you can ever take service is al-qawi, the one who is strong. Al-amin, the one who is trustworthy. Two qualities that must be found in a person when you wish to employ a person. One is the person must be strong, meaning the person has the ability to do the job. He has within him the capacity, the qualification, and he has within him the necessary skills that he needs to fulfill the job and to carry out the job to occupy that post. Number one, you must look at the ability and the qualification, whether this person is qualified or not. Al-Qawi, he has the power, he has the strength, he has the ability. Number two, you must find within him trustworthiness. He must be trustworthy, honest. He must have this quality of trustworthiness and honesty within him. Why? Because if he has the ability to do the job, but he doesn't have within him trustworthiness, he will be of no good to you. He will be of no good to you. So these are the two qualities that we observe in this man, O Father. He is powerful, he is strong, he lifted up the covering that covers the water hole by himself. So he is extremely strong and powerful. And he did not interfere with us, and he did not take the discussion further than necessary. All he did was helped us, and he went aside. So we found within him this quality of trustworthiness and honesty. So she made this suggestion to the father. And in response, the father said, قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج. The father, he thought in the matter and he contemplated over this. And then he made a proposal to Musa alayhi salam. What did he say? He said, I would like to get you married to one of these two daughters of mine. So here Allah has blessed him with a wife as well. Look at the dua. Look at the power of the dua. Allah blessed him with accommodation. Allah blessed him with a job, a source of income. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with a spouse. Those who are looking for a suitable spouse and are in search of a suitable spouse are highly recommended to make the dua that Musa alayhi salam had made. رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. This is a very powerful dua and should be repeated as often as possible. So he made this proposal to Musa alayhi salam. I would like to get you married to one of these two daughters of mine. عَلَىٰ أَن تَأْجُرَنِي ثَمَانِيَ حِجَجٍ. In exchange, you must serve me and work for me for 8 years. This was the mahar. This was the dowry, and this was something acceptable in that day and age, where this could be given as dowry, the services offered and services that are carried out in exchange for the wife, in exchange for the spouse. This was an accepted form of dowry in that time, in that day and age, and that is what he had. That is what he had stipulated for Musa alayhi salam. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا. So what? You will work for me 8 years. That will be the dowry. You will serve and work for me for 8 years. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا. But if you complete it and make it 10 years, فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ, then that is from your side. Meaning the additional 2 years are optional and are not mandatory. وَمَا أُرِيبًا أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ. The father of the girl, that is Shu'aib alayhi salam, he says, I do not want to make the matter difficult for you. In other words, I am not obliging you to carry out services for 10 full years, and I leave the option to you. I am not forcing you to do this. If the matter is left up to you, satajiduni insha'Allah min as-salihin, you will find me to be amongst the righteous ones. I'll be a good father-in-law towards you. I will not be one who will oppress you as an employer. قَالَ ذَٰلِكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ. Musa alayhi salam said, that is an agreement between me and between you. This is the agreement between us. We have agreed upon this. أَيَّمَا الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتْ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلَيَّ. Whichever of the two terms I complete, whether I complete 8 years or 10 years, there should be no transgression against me, meaning nothing should be held against me, because you have given me the option of either 8 or 10 years. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness over what we say. May Allah grant us the understanding.